Say it's puppy love. We say it's puppy love. it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Listen to the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. You see a little no-dead homegirl who got your ass enough to creep G. Without a pad on, you left us traveling right. This thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more because my dick all in. I'm out. I'm talking about jealousy. Infidelity can be cheating, beating. And the end to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. Jackson.
That was Miss Jackson by Outkast, off the album Stankonia in the year 2000, a song which in a weird roundabout way sort of shaped rap for the next 5 years and in turn shaped popular music for the next 10 years. Up next is one of the failures of the early 2000s, a song called Standing in the Way of Control. By Gossip. It leaned heavily into this sort of alt-emergent culture that was sort of punk, sort of emo, that hadn't really found its groove at the time it was released. It's still an interesting song. It was still highly acclaimed back in its time, but it never found its footing in modern-day culture, and we don't know it because of that. It's a great song. This is Standing in the Way of Control by Gossip.
You're back against the world. There's no one holding the ball.
That was Aerodynamic from the much-missed band Daft Punk, who just recently this month broke up after not releasing music for 8 years. The next song is by one of my favorite outfits, especially from the early 2000s, even though they just made one album in that era, The Avalanches. They're a band that experimented with a genre called Plunderphonics, where they took a lot of different samples from different TV shows and different recordings throughout music and comedy and TV, all to create something truly like magical in their music and in their production. I think the best and probably most funny version of this is in the next song. That's Frontier Psychiatrist by The Avalanches. Take a listen.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm an offended you to learn Dexter's truancy, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane. That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I wanna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have a chew. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Cowboys, midgets, Indians, and frontier
survival. My uncle might feel strangely hypnotized. I was in another
also made false teeth.
Admiring my style, tall busting and hats and plotting, playing the quickest. My flow's the sickest, my hoes be the thickest, my dro the stickiest. Street nigga, stamped and bona fide. When beef jump, niggas come get me, cause they know I ride. True to the ski mask, New York's my origin. Play a fake gangster like an old accordion. According to him, when the D's rushed in, complication from the wild testimony was thin. Caused his man to go up and off the board, hit him again. Lame rap snitch, nigga, even told on a Mexican. Rap snitches, telling on their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling on their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years.
True, there's rules to this shit. Fools dare care. Everybody wanna rule the world with tears for fear. Yeah, yeah, tell them, tell it on the mountain hill. Running up their mouth bill. Everybody down still. Former, keep it up and get tested. Pop through your bubble vest or double breasted. He keep a lab down south in the Little Beast. So much heat, you would've thought it was the Middle East. A little grease always keeps the wheels a-spinning. Like sitting on 23s to get the squealers grinning. Hitting on many trees, feel real linen. Spitting on enemies, get the steel for tin men. With no brains but gum flap. He said his gun clap, then he fled after one slap. Son shut the trap, saving for the bitches. Delicious, rap snitch, delicious.
You know what I'm saying? It's terrible. Crazy, man. I'm just analyzing this whole game. It's just bugged out, man. Niggas snitching. Telling on their own self.
Horror,
fuck around, don't get anybody's bag, man.
Trust me.
Fuck around, get your mama bag, nigga. You know your grandma used to be bootlegging, fake hustling, nigga.
Rest your head on the sun.
That was What's Mine Is Yours by Sleater-Kinney, a band who throughout most of the 90s developed and pioneered the genre of Riot Girl, and in 2005 released this song with the album The Woods as their swan song until they regrouped in 2015. This is another song that was sort of a relic of the times. In a post-Arcade Fire, The Funeral World, when indie was dominated by symphonics and artsiness and vast wide open spaces, this sort of like noise rock mentality and like aggressive sort of mentality didn't really fit, you know, but it was still great at that time. It's great now. If you're into that sort of stuff, it just didn't ride the wave of what was coming in this new, you know, symphonic era of indie rock. The next song is another great song, especially of the early 2000s. It's This Mess We're In by P.J. Harvey and Tom York. Tom York, lead singer of Radiohead, P.J. Harvey, incredibly influential in art pop across the 2000s and 2010s, released, I believe, her second album with this track in the middle, one of her most famous tracks, and the haunting vocals that Tom York brings to the table. I love it. This is This Mess We're In.
Thank you. hope there's someone who'll take care of me when I die. Will I go? Hope there's someone who'll set my heart free, nice to hold when I'm tired. There's a ghost on the scared of the middle place between life and nowhere. I don't want to be the one left in there, left in there.
That was the artist formerly known as Anthony and the Johnsons. If you don't know the story behind Anthony and the Johnsons, it's a really interesting one. Her name is now Anoni, and she then was and now is one of the leading artists in the transgender community, and probably the first transgender woman to really bring her music out into the sphere of popular music. A very, very impressive person. and I think right for International Women's Day to show, you know, a pioneer of the early 2000s, bring her work out to a lot of acclaim, being a transgender woman when, you know, gay marriage wasn't even legal at the time. And a very impressive song, filled with emotion. I think it stands on its own as one of the greats. Up next is another one of my favorites from that era and just in general. I think it's one of my top five songs of all time. Jesus, Etc. by Wilco. I think it stands for itself. Here's Jesus, Etc. by Wilco.
Turning the orbit around.
That was One with the Freaks by The No Twist, a weird sort of band that especially dominated in those early 2000s, that experimented with a lot of genres within the indie space, indie-tronica, indie rock, indie pop, folktronica, even post-hardcore for a bit. And even this year, about a month ago, they released a psychedelic album. The next song and the last song of the set is a song from a artist that is near and dear to my house, near and dear to my heart, Modest Mouse. The song is "The Good Times Are Killing Me," and I think that it can stand for itself, or speak for itself, rather, maybe sing for itself. It's a great song. It helps me through a lot. "The Good Times Are Killing Me" by Modest Mouse. And then, of course, to end off the show, "We Harness Our Hopes."
Is there an ashtray out here? Or what?
Can we smoke in here?
Yeah, Eric's got those pockets.
The good times.
Yes.
It's the good times.
Thank you.
don't telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses, cauterized in syrup, and syrup. Don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna